Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Piano Day is a global celebration of the piano. It is held annually on the 88th day of the year in honor of the instrument's 88 keys. It is all about sharing the joy of piano music, showcasing its versatility, and highlighting the importance of music education. That love of the piano is alive and well here in Sacramento, and a showcase is inspiring a new generation's passion. You can hear it all this Saturday at St. John's Lutheran Church. Philip Howard is an award-winning pianist and composer and the founder of Sacramento Piano Day, and he's here today to share some of the highlights from the upcoming concert. Welcome back to Insight.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's become like an annual tradition here on Insight Piano Day. Well, let's just learn more about this global holiday celebrating the piano. When did the spark go off for you to say, hey, we got to do something here in Sacramento?
Yeah, this year is actually the 10th anniversary of International Piano Day, and it is going to be our 6th annual Sacramento Piano Day. And I kind of got back into being a performer and a composer for solo piano music just about 10 years ago. And after I released my first album, I was looking for opportunities to find platforms and places to find audiences. And I came across the idea of International Piano Day, which just seemed like such an obvious idea, celebrating the 88 keys on the 88th day of the year, and started looking for events around that celebration and realized that we really didn't have anything in the area. So I had some very nice, gentle encouragement from friends and family and decided to start having one event here and start building my own. So that's kind of the inception.
And here we are several years later.
Yes.
So there are a lot of instruments that you could choose to play. I mean, I think the guitar and the piano are probably among the top two most popular. What is it about the piano that you love about it so much?
I think it just has so many possibilities. It is, I think, the most versatile instrument. It just keeps on giving. It keeps on growing and developing with the times. And I just don't think there's any other instrument that can represent so many different things. It is literally its own orchestra with really resonating strong low notes and brilliant things in the highs and everything in between, and the emotionality of playing something really romantic and soft and being exuberant and just everything in between. I think no other instrument can be so self-sustaining and represent all these different things, I think.
So what are people in for this weekend? What can they expect?
Well, this versatility and boundless possibility of the piano is really the center of what I would like Sacramento Piano Day to be able to represent. And so for that purpose, I really have been trying to have a broad selection of musicians that play and perform and love, are passionate about different styles of music. The highlight, since we're at St. John's and there's actually two grand pianos, will be our Sacramento icons, Joe Gilman and Jim Martinez, two of the very, very best worldwide jazz pianists, I believe, who will be performing together.
Jim Martinez, I think he was one of the creators of Insight's theme songs.
He is. I did not know that. How cool is that?
I love that little piece of history.
Yeah. So they will be playing a program of Dave Brubeck pieces that they will be performing together at two pianos. We have Emily Hayes, who is just a radiant young pianist who I heard perform at St. John's last fall. She will give us an introduction to Mozart's 18th piano sonata and then perform it, which is just such a different style. And then I'm really excited to have two of my piano students who will be performing two pieces from Japanese animation, which is a whole other area of music that is to be explored.
That is a wide range.
Yeah.
You're leaving out one important piece, which is yourself. You're going to be performing at Piano Day, and we actually have a song that you composed for your wife. Before we take a listen to it, tell us a little bit about Thank You, Yes.
Yes, Thank You, Yes is kind of half of a quote that was a big part of our wedding ceremony. The whole quote is, thank you for all that has been and yes to all that is to come. And I might be paraphrasing that a little bit, but for our 10th anniversary, which is now 2 years ago, I wrote this piece to commemorate the moment and just go kind of through the stages of a relationship that so far, fingers crossed, continues to grow and evolve. And so the piano piece has several sections that are different in feel and mood.
Beautiful. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Philip, my husband, he's got to step it up. I mean, that is love right there.
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
So people are going to listen to this and definitely want to go on Saturday. Where can they get tickets?
Tickets are available on sacpianoday.org, and tickets are $20 in advance and $10 for students. And yeah, please come.
A portion of the proceeds also is going to benefit wildfire relief in Southern California, correct? How did you land on this type of benefit for musicians in the community to the south of us?
Yeah. Well, it, again, sort of seemed like an obvious choice with just so much loss that has occurred. We're really in a fantastic position where we have a sponsor that is sponsoring the event and has been doing so for several years. And we've received an additional gift this year from that same sponsor and his partner. And so I feel pretty confident that the large portion of our ticket sales and donations that will be made during the event, it's also going to be live streamed, will be made available for little project is really what I'm hoping we'll be able to contribute to. It happened last month. One of the pianists that I'm connected to on social media, who lives on the East Coast, was giving away one of her pianos that she no longer uses and was looking to get funding for the transportation cost of this piano being shipped to a family in Southern California. That is a family of musicians. Both the parents are working musicians. They lost their house and all their instruments. And so this piano was going directly to them. And Sacramento Piano Day was able to make a small portion of that transportation cost. And so hopefully we can find a few more projects like that. And the rest of the proceeds will be made available to MusiCare, which is the big foundation of the Grammys that have raised so many funds with their event. Yeah, it's just unimaginable for me to think of my livelihood being taken away in such dramatic fashion and the instrument that I love just being lost. So,
yeah. I think it's like losing an appendage, a
indeed.
Huge part of yourself that yes. is ingrained within you. So thank you for doing your part in helping out, Philip.
My pleasure. And thank you for the people who are coming to the event and donating. So.
And that is composer and pianist Philip Howard. He is the founder of Sacramento Piano Day, which takes place this Saturday at St. John's Lutheran Church, as well as across the globe. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Here is more of Philip Howard.